Hey, welcome again, family. Welcome to another episode of Transformed and Renewed. Yes, we are here again. And when I tell you, yeah, it's been a busy and uneventful week. It has been one of those. Actually, I mean eventful. But again, let's start off. This was your first time checking us out, or you are a returning guest or one of our subscribers. Yay. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button and drop a comment, because I appreciate your feedback. So make sure you support us in that manner. And so, like I said, this week has been an eventful week. And last week it actually started when I went to doctor, and I realized that something was just off when I got a call later that evening about my test or level showing that I had elevated liver enzymes, and had never really, well, wasn't too familiar with the term, but basically elevated liver enzymes is usually indicative of consumption of a lot of alcohol, and that can pretty much cause liver damage. And I was like, haven't really noticed anything out of the ordinary. And so that was just something that it wasn't hanging over my head, but it was something that I was just trying to really understand. Okay, I have this, and I'm trying to think, what was I really consuming, or was there something that caused the enzymes in my body to get to that point? Because the number that it showed on my test was pretty high. And so for me, I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to worry about this, because at the end of the day, I pretty much have shown you, family, what I eat, what I consume on the videos that I post. That is pretty much what I do. And to be honest, every now and then, occasionally, I do like to indulge. But even then, I am very mindful, and I know how to factor that into my diet. And so again, I never like to be the person that ever tells you what you should eat. As a matter of fact, I actually just show you why you may want to consider consuming more of other types of foods that you may not be consuming. And overall, when you start to implement that, that will help you to really build a great toolbox. And so when you have those tools in place, it can really help a lot. So long story short, was able to get a ultrasound, and it turns out that was pretty much a false positive. So it wasn't really a representation of what was actually going on in my liver, because from the ultrasound, it didn't detect any unusual activity. So praise God for that. Yes, yes. And another event, same week, same day that I, was it the same day? No, actually, this was the following day. So I went to get the ultrasound the following day, but the day prior, got in a rear fender bender, okay? So I was just minding my own business, and woof, got hit. And so still going through the process of that, but thank the Lord that I am still here. So we're going to jump into it, because like I said, I did want to give you an update in case you hadn't seen me post some videos. I've just been this week trying to relax and collect myself, because when you're going through a lot of different events and doing a lot of other things, it can get taxing. And that leads us to our topic tonight. How do you really stay physically active with a busy lifestyle? And so one of the ways that I would recommend it, because I'm sure many people have different types of occupations, and you may lead different types of lifestyles. Your lifestyle may be busy as we speak. You may not be able to look at me right now. You may be listening, but regardless of what you may be doing, there are ways that you can stay physically active. And I know this with a fact. Now you may say, Jerry, I just don't have the time. Yes, you do. We all have the time. And I can prove you in many different ways. Number one, if you didn't have the time, you wouldn't be living, because you wouldn't have the time to eat, which is very important. Number two, you wouldn't be able to make time for social media, which I'm sure a lot of people like to be on. And so if you can make time for that, you can also make time for getting yourself in proper shape. And what I mean by proper shape is to a level to where your body is functioning normal, not to where you are stressed, to where you are anxious, to where you feel just out of sorts. Okay. And that is not a normal way of living. Now, in America, we have adopted to that mindset that it is okay to feel out of sorts. But when you really think about it, you want to make sure that however you're feeling, you want to ask yourself questions. Well, why am I feeling this way? Is it because of X, Y, and Z? Now, I'm aware, of course, if you work in a job and it is something that you enjoy doing, the feelings in a lot of things that you are doing may be different and unique, but this is something to where you are just constantly on the go just because you feel like you have to be, but you're not really making any progress. And so that's another topic. But again, when we talk about being physically active, ways that you can incorporate this, and I want to give some examples because for me, as you can see, or you may not see it, but I'm actually standing. Usually every time that you see me, I am typically standing. Okay. So if you see this background, I am standing. And this helps me, number one, to not sit as much because we know that living a sedentary lifestyle or sitting more than you actually stand throughout the day is not good for the typical American long term because this can lead to a lot of diseases based on studies. Yes, actual studies. This can lead to anywhere from CVD, cardiovascular disease, lung diseases, sleep apnea, etc. Now, again, there are different studies that show different correlations and results, but these are just some of the highlights or the negative benefits of this. And so when we really think about it, you may say, okay, why is this important? Well, I gave you a couple of reasons. And so hopefully that will motivate you, as well as the fact that no one ever, ever, ever wants to have a stroke out of nowhere. And I've seen it to where people are talking, even on the news. You have news anchors who are talking or even giving an update, whether it's weather or news update. And you can tell that they are having a stroke because they start to pause, their words start to get very slurred. And this is an indication. And so, again, one way you can stay physically active is by standing, even by taking a break and walking, or even, and one thing I would say about walking, if you do decide to walk on the treadmill, is making sure that you get that incline up. So, not sure what level your incline may go to, but if it can go up to 15, then set it halfway because that way you're going to force yourself to really move. And this is also going to help with your blood pressure, okay? So if you have high blood pressure, this can actually help with it by getting your body moving, your blood flowing through your arteries and your veins. And this keeps oxygen circulating. So when you think about this, it's like a factory. You have gears turning, everything is pumping, and it continues to go through the cycle where products have been made. You have gears just continuing to turn until the last product is made. But if a gear is not turning, that means that a product is not going to be quality. And so this is how we can look at the body. If it's not moving properly, then something is not going to be quality, and over time it will show. Okay, so one thing is you want to get to moving. Another thing that I do, and for me, especially if I am staring at screens a lot, is I may do some neck exercises. And again, this is another way of staying physically active. Okay, so if you're staring at screens a lot, sometimes you may have one, two, three plus screens. If you have more than that, you definitely need to do some neck exercises as well as some eye exercises. And that can be as simple as turning your neck all the way to the left or to the right, and then just holding that. And then you do it for the other side. You come back to the neutral position and then you stretch. all the way to one side. And that is an example of one exercise. And typically I will hold that for about 30 seconds. Or you could take one hand, just gently tilt your head to the side, and you want to give a slight tug, but to where you can feel your muscle stretch, but not too tight, okay? And so again, I will hold this for about 30, 45 seconds, maybe a minute. And then I would just release, loosen up the muscles for about 5 to 10 seconds. And then I repeat on the other side. And this way, this is allowing you to get those stretches in between working. So in case you're working, I don't know, 4+ hours, you could take a break every 30 minutes, could be 15 minutes or even 20 minutes to where you're actually stretching. And I do this often because sometimes if I am using my eyes a lot for the screen, you may not realize it, but a lot of your muscles can get very tense. And so it's important that, you know, as these muscles start to tense up, that you can loosen them up, okay? Because otherwise this can be an issue long term. And so doing some exercises to where you're licking slightly down, slight tug, and then you hold it again for about 30 seconds or 45 seconds, and then you release, okay? And these are just a few of the exercises, and I have done all of these while standing, okay? And I have even gotten to push-ups, which I know a lot of people don't really like, but they can actually revolutionize your abdominal section, done properly, okay? And so other exercises that you may not have thought about are eyes. Yes, your eyes can actually do exercises. They don't actually have to lift weights, but just looking from side to side, or even looking off in the distance. So if I'm looking at this screen right here, which you can't see, but if I am looking at a computer screen for long periods of time, it is important to look off, whether it's every 15, 30 minutes, looking off at a further distance, because this is also going to help your eyes to not be so concentrated or so focused to where it's like tightening it up, okay? So you want to be able to focus looking outward to where your eyes can start to feel a sense of relief, okay? It's like breathing air outside, especially when the air quality is good. I will say that, because when the air is not good, then you don't want to inhale that too often. But when it is good or normal, then it is good to get some fresh air versus staying inside where you're pretty much getting the same air. It's not anything fresh unless you have plants. But again, it is good to get that fresh air from the plants outside. And so this is kind of like the same notion. You want to be able to look out to a further distance because this is going to allow your eyes to relax. Okay. So again, these are just a few of the ways that you can stay physically active. And it also depends on what type of occupation you have, or even how does your typical day to day look. If you are sitting a lot, then I would recommend that you stand or even invest in a standing desk, which I have. And that is why you see me standing, because I do have a standing desk. One that can actually lower and adjust higher. So this is one that you can get ones that you do mechanically where you turn the gear on it, or you can get one to where you just push the button and it actually levels up or it levels down, depending on where you want it to. These are, again, are just options. Now, you do have equipment that can be used, especially if you have a desk job. So this could be anywhere from a treadmill. So as you are working, you're walking, or you can even, like I used to do, and sometimes I may do, is take my computer, and while I'm on the treadmill, is I will be on my computer, just reading through emails, working on things, and I am just steady walking. But I also have it on the incline, as well as you want to just make sure you're stretching your body, okay? Stretching your sides, your hands, everywhere that you can, because you want to make sure your body is loosening up. Because as you get older, when things begin or body parts begin to feel stiff, you're going to wish you had done these a lot earlier, but it's never too late to do it today. Okay. So These are just a few of the things, and I haven't even shared the actual research with you, which we are going to dive into when it comes to physical fitness as well as lifestyle. So I'm going to be sharing some articles with you, just like I have done with nutrition, and hopefully with a lot of the nutrition articles that I share with you, you have been incorporating that into your diet, okay? And so I want you to take these tips that I share with you, apply them, because again, these are things that I don't just share with you just because it sounds good, but I actually do these. Believe it or not, I do these, okay? And so these have helped me, to be honest, because I'm always stretching my body, especially my neck. I am stretching that, my eyes. I'm actually looking out. I open my window, look out at nature, because they actually help my eyes. And so these are things that are going to help you, even when it comes down to calming, releasing a lot of stress, anxiety, nervousness. These are things that can calm your nerves, just natural techniques that you can do. And again, they help me, so I'm sharing them with you. And so hopefully they can help you. And if they do, make sure you give us a thumbs up. Follow us at Robotic1212. Listen, family, I hope you enjoyed this content. We have some great things coming for you. I can't share just yet, but soon I will. But until then, make sure you stay up to date with our latest content. And until next time, I will talk with you later.